What's up, podcast world? I'm so excited to be back and today talking about something very special to me because it's very special to me because it's my purpose. Literally, it's my story and my purpose of why I started in the first place, and obviously a very big part of my coaching program today, teaching moms how to lead their kids, whether they have girls or boys, it doesn't matter, so that they have a better, their kids have a better relationship with food and their body than the moms have had. So the only way that I can reach and teach kids the truth about nutrition, and so that they can apply the truth about nutrition and with nutrition, so that they have a better understanding and a better view and relationship with their body, with food. The only way I can teach kids is if I teach their moms. So that is, if I had to say I had a target audience, that would be the target audience. And again, because ultimately my goal is to make sure no woman and no child, obviously specifically girls, just because I have a stepdaughter, ever fall into the mental black hole that eating disorders have you in and keep you in and can possibly keep you in for the rest of your life. So rewind to my stepdaughter. She's 18 years old. When I met her, she was 8 years old. So that was 2013. Before that, I had an eating disorder for 5 years, just all over, every type of disordered mindset about food and my body dysmorphia and everything, just like 99% of you. And so when they moved in my house in 2013, the only thing I knew was I didn't, like I said a few minutes ago, I did not want this little girl to see me never eating with them, always exercising, drinking alcohol, never eating carbs, all the things. I didn't want her to see that because I didn't want her to relate, okay, Miss Gracie doesn't eat carbs and she has a six pack. Miss Gracie does always exercise and always running, always doing this. And so therefore that's what Isabella would have thought. And again, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew, as far as macros go, I didn't even know what a macro was in 2013. I knew what calories were, and that's where everything started. So that's what started, how I started with calories. But all I knew was I just couldn't do what I was doing. And I knew also that there had to be another way. Like, there's no way that God made a human body and we were supposed to just not eat and that's how we would be healthy. That just didn't make sense to me, but I didn't know the answers. So, I'm going to get into how everything evolved in another podcast. This podcast is special for moms and Isabella's out there. So that was 2013. Like I said, she was 8 years old. She was in third grade. And I just started tracking calories, this, that, and the other. And for 2 years, she saw me eating French fries, eating out with Andy and her, eating pizza, having pizza night, having hamburger night, like eating normal foods. I would weigh it and I was tracking it. She didn't. It was very, very, very important to me. And it's still very important to me. Obviously, at this point in my journey, it's just what I do. But for the first, I want to say like 5 years, there was very few people that saw me physically weigh food because it was very, I didn't want it to be the center of attention. Definitely with Isabella. I didn't want it to be something that she, and I'm going to go into how I talked to her about macronutrients and when I talked to her and what I said. I just wanted to make sure that was until I was better knowledgeable of how to explain what I'm doing. I don't want her to see me weighing food and me not be able to explain it to a child without it making sense. I didn't want her to be like, oh, well, my stepmom just weighs all her food. I didn't want it to be that because that would not be healthy either. So, or my stepmom tracks everything. And again, that is not healthy. The unknowing, not knowing, and lack of knowledge, that's not healthy. So it was very important to me to have her see me eating the foods that they were eating, how I was eating it, that was on me, right? All the mental things and all the struggles that I was going through mentally, having to figure this out, I didn't want her to ever see that. I wanted her to see just the outcome. And so that's what I did. That's what, how, and that's what she saw. And 2 years later, when she's in fifth grade, she came home one day and she said, "Miss Gracie, this girl in the cafeteria said that if I keep it eating French fries, that I was going to get fat. And I told her that my stepmom eats French fries and she has a six pack." And that day, I'll never forget that day. That day, all the mental things that I was just saying, I made sure that I covered up all that to where I let her see what I wanted her to see, what I wanted her to learn and apply. That day, everything surfaced and everything was 1000% worth every mental struggle that I had had over those 2 years, because I knew at that point that whatever I had was doing, she was watching and she was learning and she was knowing and she was applying and she was going to eat carbs and know 100% that she was not going to get fat from carbs because her stepmom eats French fries and she has a six pack. As surface level as that is, that's how kids work. And that's fifth grade. Fifth grade, they are calling each other fat. So ladies, moms, understand that you, okay, and this goes, please understand your job as a parent and as a step parent in my case is to learn in life and then simply teach your kids how, what you've learned, so that they don't make the same mistakes that you did, that you made. And that goes across every part of life. Your job is not just to keep the kids alive. And when you look at it, you know, in my mind, God made that pretty simple when he made our bodies adaptable, right? Meaning your kids don't have to have fancy organic food. They can have Walmart food. That's what we eat. Your kids don't have to eat. They don't, one, they don't need to tell you what they're eating. And, you know, there are kids, just like there are adults that have sensitivities that like and don't like, and that's okay. But for me and my parents said, you can eat what I cook or you can have cereal. And that was that. They didn't, you know, I talk to women every day, whether they be clients or potential clients or just women in general on social, that my kids are picky. Well, you let them be picky 90% of the time. You're letting them be picky. When you give a kid an option of this or cereal, and they're gonna get tired of cereal and they're gonna eat the chicken, right? And so you're the parent here. Make sure that you are controlling the situation and you control it and you teach them through that control, right? So you're, again, going back to your job is to just lead them and teach them what you have learned in life. And where the mistake is where women either they, most women don't want to pay for to learn what, to be honest with you, should be taught. Nutrition and macronutrients and flexible dieting should be taught in grade school, but it's not. So you know what? You're going to learn it. If you want your kids to not have these disordered mindsets and body image issues, then you need to learn it so that you can teach them and then they can go to school and they can do exactly what Isabella did, right? So just understand the importance of your health and the investment in a coach for you is an investment in a coach for your children. And I'm not saying that for so you come, let me be your coach. Come, I'll 100% would love to help you. But it just in general, know that. Because, and again, this is the only question you need to ask is how, what is your body image? Like, what do you see when you look in the mirror? How is your diet? Is your relationship with food and your relationship with your body, is that what you want your kids to have? And if the answer is yes, then keep going. If the answer is no, then understand that you have to learn a different way. That's literally the only option. Or your kids are going to see you not eating carbs, taking the bun off the burger, not eating carbs, and relate it to weight and relate it to weight loss and relate it to being lean. And they're going to see you always exercise and they're going to see whatever they see, they are going to do. So make sure you're controlling what they see. Exactly what I was saying earlier about why that was so important to me, to control what she saw so that I could control what she thought, right? And it worked. I'm here to just tell you that it worked. I don't know how to be a stepmom, never been a stepmom before, but I just know the logic, really, to be honest with you. I just know logic and know what I want her to see at that point, you know? So just think about that again. And if you have to invest in a coach because you don't have the knowledge and you don't have what you want to have to pass down to her, invest in a dang coach. You're going to spend the money either way. You're going to spend it now, or you're going to spend it later, and it's going to accumulate to be a lot more if you just keep buying the same or different programs because they're cheaper. At the end, you're going to end up spending the same amount of money. So just invest in a good coach, and you don't have and then you just have to learn one more way. And that's it. Okay, so moving on. When she was in eighth grade and she did that day that she came home, that was my chance to teach her a little bit more about what carbohydrates are. So what I did was take out, it was something in the pantry, just and showed her the label, the food label. And I said, calories are energies. So when you don't, I said, you don't even really need to use the word calories anymore. You can just use energies for future, forever. I said, and there are three different types of energies for the body. Fats, carbs, and proteins. Fats are energy for your brain, carbs are energy for your body, and protein are energies for your muscles. And if you want your body to whole body, your brain, your heart, your physical body, your muscles, if you want everything to work every day, then all three of those energies need to be consumed every day. And less energies in means less energies available. And that clicked. Again, she's in fifth grade. That really, really clicked in her head to where she literally said, okay, so she looked at the food label and she said, so this has 22, it had 22 grams of carbs. She says, so this is 22 grams of energies for your body. And I said, yes. And she said, and it only had like 4 or 5 grams of fat, 5 grams of fat for your energies for your brain. And protein had 15 grams of energies for your muscles. Yes. And that's all we talked about that day. And so she went home and her mom was, and we're really close with her stepmom and her stepdad. Her mom was on a low carb diet. And Isabella was like, mom, you have to have energies. You have to have carbohydrates or energies for your body, so you don't need to cut them. Anyway, it was really funny, but she learned. And again, now she's 18 years old and she's amazing. She doesn't have any body. Of course, she's very aware of her body. Every 18-year-old is, but she's not cutting food out. She does. I don't ever, and you know, I never say never, but I don't ever foresee her having an eating disorder for sure, because she knows better, right? She sees me over here eating 3,000, almost 4,000 calories, and I still have a six pack. That's what she sees. And as surface level as that is the reality of that, of everything, really. Even as a grown woman, that's the reality that people see. So, and then the one other thing that helps with clients, so obviously a lot of my clients have kids. And so that's very important to them to do all the things I've just said, but teaching them how to read food labels so that they understand what you're doing with the scale is very important, so that they, again, don't see you just weighing food and you're just running off of this app. So on the back of the food labels where it says 120 grams per serving. So being able to say, this is what, you know, here's a serving of this, let's just say chips of the chips, here is where it's going to tell you serving size. And here is the, when you have the scale, this is how we're going to see, put a visual to what 120 grams of chips, Doritos looks like. So that's why we weigh food. We don't weigh food for any other reason except to visualize the portion size so that when we don't have a scale and we're not tracking food and we're just living life, we can visually see how much a portion size is so that we don't overeat. right? So that's just very simple. And again, that's what we have to do with kids, is we got to keep things simple so that they comprehend, they understand, and then as they get older, we can add a little bit here and add a little bit there. So that is really what this podcast was about, was just how to teach your kids the truth about nutrition and macronutrients. And again, the biggest thing that even for myself as a coach, I will only lead. I will never do anything that I'll never tell someone, I'll never tell a client or anybody to do anything that I'm not, one, already done or willing to do with them or doing right now, right? Because this is, and always, it is not my way or this is not the only way you can do things the way that I do them. There's a million different diets and a million different ways and a million different approaches. I teach flexible dieting, and I teach a flexible approach to all things weight loss, fat loss, body recomp, muscle, building muscle, because at the end of the day, it is my light just went off. At the end of the day, everything has to be adaptable and flexible per person for your entire life, because your schedule now is not gonna be your schedule later. So the science, right? When you start to learn the science behind the body and behind nutrition, it's a game changer for everything, honestly. So, 'cause then everything makes sense. So when you can make sense to your kids, and when you can make sense to yourself first, 'cause you got to make sense of it to yourself first, then you can lead your kids just by doing you. And that will lead them to a better place than the places that you've been. 'Cause I know you have been the same exact place I've been, that black hole, and it's not fun. So definitely don't want to teach them and allow them, and you ultimately want to prevent that from ever being in that black hole. And the way you do that is by leading them and teaching them. Because if you let the world teach them, the world's not going to teach them right. Otherwise, you would know. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here telling you, because you would already know. So, all right. Thank y'all for coming. Thank y'all for listening. As always, GracieRecord_fit. If you have any questions, if you have anything that else you want to hear about, especially with kids, because it is so hard, so dear to my heart, please reach out to me and let me know. If you have any questions about how to explain things to your kids, I am going to do a couple more podcasts about this, because it's important and there's a lot to go into. So yeah. Okay. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit, on Facebook, Gracie Record. I'd love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule a free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all, because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.